This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Exercise our way into a fast mode here on the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen with a welcome to Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillenall here at your service and on your side every day. You can listen all day, every day if you want to. It's up to you. You can find the whole program on TuneIn, or you can catch up with a podcast. The most recent podcast has a discussion of the details of the final moments before the California car crash that killed 8 people last year. Also, more about the college admission scandal conversation about Felicity Huffman and the other Lori Law, all of that stuff. Stevie Nicks and her mysterious illness, which has caused Fleetwood Mac to cancel their Jazz Fest appearance and some other of their concerts as well. Here's Gronk, Jennifer.
Love him.
He's going to the World Wrestling, is he going to wrestle or not? That is the question.
The rumor that maybe he'll show up, you never know.
On the podcast also, some bad news for Boeing. More focus on the 737 MAX and speculation on my part of what they're actually going to do. And then Charlize Theron, we discuss how she's on the open market. Does that sound crude to say that? She's on the open market? It sounds kind of like she's...
Sounds like she's a heifer, but sure.
Yeah, right. Right.
Sold American. All right, so that's the story with the current DJ... say it again, Doug. There it is. The current DJV podcast, which every day is available at djvshow.com. Please help yourself to that anytime you would like. And other exciting stuff on iTunes. You can find the podcast, download it. You can rate it, subscribe to iTunes, whatever. Search for the DJV show, which you have found right here, right now. Jennifer takes over with one of the lead stories. Not in the right direction. You're going the wrong direction. Wait a minute. Hold on. Stop the car. Turn around. Go the other way. You're too focused on listening to us. You're going the wrong direction. All right. Now I've turned around. Let's go, Jennifer.
Oh, boy. Okay. William Barr has been trending this week. Our attorney general has been testifying before Congress. He testified on Tuesday and on Wednesday, and he was actually supposed to testify about some boring stuff to Appropriations Committee, right? He's supposed to talk about his budget. He was going to defend some of the line items in his budget to Congress to try to get them to okay some of his expenses. But, of course, the appropriations hearing quickly turned into a preview of why William Barr acted the way he did after the release of the Mueller report. And we learned a few things. We learned that the Mueller report will be out in, about a week's time. It will be redacted because of 4 different laws that are in place that William Barr said, I feel like I have no choice but to redact in these areas. They would be to protect grand jury testimony and sources and methods and things for the intelligence community. And then he revealed that he's assembled a team to investigate the origins of the Mueller investigation. It's significant because over this past weekend, Devin Nunes, who's a representative from California, was on a lot of the cable news shows and said that he was ready to, he had actually turned over referrals, I think 8 or 10 referrals to the attorney general to proceed with charges against people who in a fraudulent way started this Mueller investigation through leaks, through mismanagement of the Department of Justice, some of the highest levels of the Department of Justice, maybe James Comey a little nervous, Andrew McCabe, who was right underneath him, might be a little nervous today. The attorney general has said he's assembled this team to investigate the origins of the counterintelligence investigation that was launched by the FBI into the Trump campaign. It'll be interesting to see if there's something there for real, as Republicans are saying there is. Of course, President Trump has been saying that for a while now. And if there is something there, how that will proceed in the Attorney General's office, or if it's another nothing burger, and again, more games of political chess. So kind of interesting to know that the Attorney General is taking them seriously and going to see if there's anything to these rumors that somehow this was a bad investigation from the start.
What do you think? What do you all think?
I think it was. I absolutely believe. We've seen, the reason I believe that is we've seen testimony and text messages leaked from one of the FBI agents who was at the head of this, Peter Strzok, his lover, Lisa Page, who was a lawyer for Andrew McCabe. We've seen testimony and heard testimony from Andrew McCabe and James Comey, and all seem to indicate that the way they were able to pull warrants to spy on the Trump administration was by leaking stories. And they admitted to this. They leaked stories to the press that were not true. Yahoo picked it up. Yahoo ran a story. They took the Yahoo News article to the FISA court and were able to pull warrants on members of the Trump campaign. And the thing about a FISA warrant that people don't realize, because I think most people hadn't even heard of one until this investigation, is that not only once the warrant is pulled or approved, the person who is at the heart of it is spied on. Everybody that they come into contact with by association can then be spied on. So this massive web of Americans that are being spied on by the government grow every single day when a phone call is made. I mean, if you had made a call to your friend Bob, and Bob was the cousin of George Papadopoulos, all of a sudden Doug Stephan is getting spied on by the government. Mm-hmm. So I think it's a bit dangerous. I do think there's something there. It'll be interesting to see what the Attorney General thinks.
The Justice Department has been called upon to scrutinize decisions made by the FBI going back, what, 2-3 years? Basically, that's how long this has been going on.
It was 2015 and 16, yeah.
So how it's politically motivated, to me it seems very politically motivated, although maybe there are some appropriate things that can come out of it. But at what point, I ask the question always about money, at what point do we just stop this stuff, or is there just no end to the amount of money that can be spent of your hard-earned dollars, and you're thinking about this probably more now because your tax money is due next Monday. So unless you're in Massachusetts, it's Patriots Day, and money's due on Tuesday. But the reality is that we all work pretty doggone hard for the money that we pay into the government. And I am damned if I want to see or feel like my money's being wasted, which I do every time I send a quarterly in. I think to myself, what am I doing? What is going on here? What am I getting for my money? Are there some things that are going on that are good? Yeah. But for the most part, think about it for a minute. What do you really feel is a valued asset that you're paying for when you pay your taxes? Do you feel good about paying your taxes, that the money is going to some useful purpose to help people or to make things better? Or is it this crap? Hundreds of millions of dollars every year spent federally, locally. It's a damn disgrace.
I think anyone feels good about paying taxes. No one enjoys it.
I think we are stockholders in the country, and I think we should be given a report so that we can track where our money goes. I think that's number one.
Yeah.
Number two, when you ask is this important or not, again, it goes back to that discussion. Is there a separate set of rules for one class of people and another set of rules for someone else?
Yep, there is.
When we find that out,
what do we do about it, Jennifer? Yes, there is. Answer your question.
You fix it. And I think you have to find it out because, look, you've heard claims about racial bias. Now we're hearing claims about political preferential treatment.
This has been a problem through the history of our country.
Yes, the only problem that our country has is that we're a system of law and order, and if people lose faith in the justice system, we have no country left.
I think I have a lot of faith in it. I don't know.
Right. And so that's why we have to fix it if we want to survive, I think.
Yeah. But how do we fix it? What's getting fixed by this bunch of people, these idiots on both sides arguing with each other about everything? You know, there's a story floating around today about a committee hearing on white nationalism and hate crimes, where some commentator testifies that she thinks Adolf Hitler wasn't really a nationalist.
What?
It's been
who
60,
cares what he was?
Well,
he was a mass murderer.
They actually twisted that around a little bit. She was trying to make a totally different point, I think, and it kind of twisted funny. It didn't come out the same, but I think she was trying to make the point that nationalism is not necessarily, it doesn't always start out with negative connotations, is what I think she was saying, or to be a populist or a nationalist doesn't always start out with negative connotations. So that's where she was going with it, and people kind of twisted it around because she's a conservative commentator, and people don't really like her.
I guess. So. Okay. So, some people like her. But my point is, thank you. thank you for clarifying that. But what I'm saying is, this is 70-some-odd years, 80 years, 90 years, actually, after the Hitler reality in Australia, I mean, in Austria, came to Germany, and then what has happened is 90 years ago, and we still haven't learned our lesson. That's what I take away from this. It's the same stuff. Look back at the political reality. Maybe this is just part of the human condition, and I shouldn't frustrate myself. But I look at us wasting all over the course of my life. I go back to when I first started paying taxes as a kid in the 1960s, and I didn't like what I was spending my money on then. And I sure as hell don't like it now. It's just absurd. It's like theater. It's like people are having fun at, you're having fun at your own expense. I mean, I guess that's why you can look at it. Is it worth it? Is the question that we all have to kind of wonder about as we look at ourselves in the mirror, wondering what in the world is going on here. And we like to think that things are getting better, and things are not awful by any stretch of the imagination, but they could be so much better, so much more, just a brighter day every day for everybody. That's kind of what I like to think we are aiming for, at any rate. This stuff, it's, well, maybe I shouldn't talk about it at all, because it gets me really wound up. 18 after the hour here on the DJV program. If you lack energy and can't get your work done every day, you're struggling to get back into shape, all those sorts of things, you don't have a lot of drive and performance, then there is a solution. The daily routine that you're going through may be difficult, but thanks to NuGenix, N-U-G-E-N-I-X, you're feeling exhausted, this will fix that. You're not performing like you used to? NuGenix can help. High levels of testosterone play an important part in helping men preserve their energy and performance. So let's get into this overall wellness and fitness. Let's restore it. Let's get the tool. Revive your confidence by getting a free bottle of NuGenix. Free bottle of NuGenix. Just text FORCE to 321-321. Yep. Free bottle, NuGenix. Text FORCE, F-O-R-C-E, to 321-321. Very simple. Be on your way to a more confident you. Text FORCE to 321-321. Would you like to leave a lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable asset. I have the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. Yep, 5 minutes. After only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now I wouldn't use anything else. Power Swabs, super fast, easy, and approved by hygienists everywhere. Get Power Swabs at 800-208-1797. Use the DJV code to substitute 50% off the retail price. Not available in stores. Just call 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs. Get the deal. 800-208-1797.
Calitrin is the number one healthy choice for weight loss. You've heard us talking about this for a long time here on the program. And Calitrin, speaking of long times, has a lot of success behind them, 20 years to be exact. It's all natural, drug, and stimulant-free. And Calitrin's essential active ingredient is collagen protein. That's important because that's been proven to promote healthy lean muscle and weight loss. You don't need to take Calitrin a bunch of times. You don't have to walk around town with a whole sack of supplements. Nope, you take Calitrin once a day, right before you go to bed. Calitrin works while you sleep. It won't give you the jitters. It won't keep you awake, and it won't cause an upset stomach like a lot of the other products that are out there on the market. Go to toploss.com and use the promo code DJV. Get better sleep. Shed pounds. What could be better than that? With Calitrin, get your 90-day supply today and get another 90 days free, plus free shipping when you use the promo code DJV. Go to toploss.com. That's toploss.com and use the promo code DJV to start losing weight today.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Music time for this hour. Jennifer, Victoria, Kara, you and me enjoy some musical interlude here, a focus on an important pop singer like Madonna. Still got the pipes, still making it. She's going to be taking to the Eurovision Song Contest stage, while upwards of 150 million people watch her perform Live Nation Israel, announcing Madonna performing at the contest to be both historical and hysterical. We couldn't think of a better opening shot for the summer on the way. Madonna's press team also confirming her performance at this event, which includes a 2-song set. The event hosted in Israel this year after native singer Netta won the competition last year for her song Toy. The decision to host in Israel has led to some controversy, with Palestinian organizations and action groups calling for a boycott of the Eurovision Song Contest. Why don't these people? Here's another example. Get a life. Get lost. Get out of my face. The 2019 Eurovision Song Contest, taking place the 18th of next month in Tel Aviv, and will stream live globally. So Madonna's going to be there. Who else? Is it mostly European performers, though, because it's the Eurovision Song Contest?
Somebody from each country, right? There's one. Is it?
Yeah,
I haven't seen it in a long time. I don't remember if it's one act per country.
Well, maybe 25 if Britain's out of the European Union by then. All right, so that's Madonna. That's also one of my favorite Madonna songs, Like a Virgin. How many hits would you say, lady, she's had? Like top songs, 25, 30 over her career, more than that, 40?
Has
more.
To be at least 30 or 40, yeah.
40. Yeah.
All right. Yep, well known. All right, so that's the Madonna story. Let's move over to the other side of the pop music world in the different room. Camila Cabello. No, wait a minute, hold on. Just say, no, wait a minute.
Sitting on the dock of a...
Bayo.
There you go.
Camila Cabello is set to make her feature acting debut.
I don't know why this is just such a stumbling block for you.
Well, I have a mental block about it. Maybe that's what it is. Cabello. Anyway, she's going to team up with Kay Cannon, the director of Blockers, for a new version of Cinderella. She's not only going to star in the project, she'll be very much involved in the music as well. The idea for the new take on Cinderella grew from an original idea from James Corden, who is also producing this project. Was she? She must have been in Carpool Karaoke. That's where they got to know each other, right? On safe ground of that.
I don't know if Fifth Harmony actually did.
Well, Fifth Harmony did, but it was after she was already gone.
Oh,
so I don't know. She might have done an individual one with him. The only issue I take with this is James Corden comes up with a lot of great stuff. There have already been like 75,000 remakes
Cinderella.
Of Cinderella.
Right,
there was
yeah.
Not with music, though.
There was the Brandy one, and then...
When was that?
You don't know the Brandy Cinderella? Like 20 years
what
ago.
All right, 20 years ago. That's
yeah,
what I'm
it
saying.
It was amazing.
That was a good one.
And then they've done the new...
You were six then. How do you remember that?
Because I happen to know stuff from when I was a kid. It's amazing. But then they also did a remake with Hilary Duff and Selena Gomez. There have been so many new Cinderellas.
Victoria.
So you're done with Cinderellas.
Who knows? Maybe this one will be the most amazing one ever.
Kay Cannon is the director known for writing the Pitch Perfect musical comedies. Got her start working on 30 Rock. She got 3 Emmys for that. She made her directorial debut with Blockers. Put a lot of B's together there.
I didn't like Blockers. I thought Blockers was really funny. I don't think that you were the audience for it, but I thought it was really funny.
John Cena was the one who took the beer up the butt. That movie, right?
No. Spoiler alert.
Yeah. What?
It
you haven't seen that movie? It was a year ago, for God's sake.
I know. Leslie Mann was in it, too.
Yeah. All right, anyway, so the new Camila Cabello movie coming out there. Nah. 28 after on the DJV program.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
About 2 out of 3 Americans are in the path of a huge storm that's going to pound the central U.S. and eventually the eastern part of the country with heavy snow, drenching rain, and flooding. It's a slow-moving storm that could dump as much as 2 feet of snow on parts of the plains and the upper Midwest. Attorney General William Barr telling a House committee yesterday that he will release a redacted version of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's report in about a week. Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer says he's skeptical about that.
We'll wait to see the report, but color me dubious that he's going to be fair unless he proves otherwise.
For the 7th straight year, Republican Senator Lindsey Graham is hoping to push a pro-life bill that faces a very tough journey. He discussed it yesterday, saying it would ban abortions after 20 weeks. And this is USA Radio News.
For nearly 100 years, folks have trusted Blue Star medicated ointment to relieve the pain and itching of almost any skin irritation.
It works on my son's dry, itching feet and their jock itch.
I had this rash on my neck. Nothing worked until Blue Star.
Blue Star worked great on my ringworm without steroids.
My wife and I have been using Blue Star for years. It's never let us down.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Pros know doing it right means having what you need for any job on hand, so you're spending more time on the job site than away from it. Lowe's does it right by stocking job lot quantities of lumber, fencing, and decking, and at the right prices. Get volume savings on your next job at the Pro Desk, and save time by ordering at lowesforpros.com. Have your order delivered or pick up in store. Our dedicated pro loaders will load you up and get you back to the job site where you belong. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. See Pro Desk for details, U.S. only.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Doug, Jen, and Victoria for your daily dose of the DJV show. Jennifer Horn is here, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, and the Dougster with our finger, the fickle finger of fate points to Victoria for this hour's, or at least this half hour's, big story.
Well, the big story right now is about TV, and it's revolving around The Good Wife and the CBS All Access spinoff called The Good Fight. And Juliana Margulies, who, of course, was The Good Wife, she won an Emmy for that role of Alicia Florrick, she was asked to make an appearance on the spinoff on All Access, which is the app that you have to pay for. It's a subscription every month. The Good Fight apparently is a really good show, but I just don't know anyone who's watching it.
I would like to watch it, but yeah.
Yeah, people don't want to have to pay for it. So Juliana Margulies was recently at an Emmy event, and she has a new Nat Geo miniseries that she narrated called The Hot Zone. And so she was asked about the possibility of her making a guest appearance on The Good Fight. And she said she was really excited about the idea of it, and that apparently the showrunners had found a really great way to reintroduce her character of Alicia Florrick. And she said the story was going to span 3 episodes, and ultimately she turned it down because CBS wouldn't pay her regular rate. And she said that she was offered a guest starring rate, but she said, you know, I'm not a guest star. I started the whole thing. I am right. The good wife. And she said, I wanted to be paid my worth and stand up for equal pay. And she, then she made a really great point. She said, if Jon Hamm came back for a Mad Men spinoff, or if Kiefer wanted to do a 24 spinoff, they would be paid their regular rate. She's absolutely right. And so, unfortunately, she will not be making an appearance on The Good Fight because she said it's a bummer. She was really excited about it, but she said that she just was not going to compromise her values and her worth.
Maybe
and they should. They absolutely should. Because
absolutely.
If they have her on there, that's enough to at least get people to test out a subscription,
yep.
You know, for three episodes.
Right. Yep.
So, but
no
good for her.
About it. Yeah, that's it. It's been, that's pretty much, that is the story, plain and simple. A couple of more names in the news here that are of interest and import. Cindy McCain made an announcement on her Instagram page. It was kind of sad because her late husband's dog, Burma, apparently died in an accident, and I can't find out what the accident was. Anybody
no one has
know
said
the
anything.
Story behind the story? There are a lot of.
I don't. I tried looking it up, too, and no one is saying what exactly happened, but something happened on their ranch or farm or wherever they live.
Yeah.
It's very
yeah.
sad.
Yeah, right. Meghan McCain wrote a tribute. She said on the Instagram posting, quote, every time I think my heart can't be broken any further, our dog Burma was my father's birthday present years ago and was absolutely, truly devoted to him. She would never leave his side, followed him around every single step when he would walk around our ranch, slept by his side every night. We always said Chesapeake Bay Retrievers were the most affectionate breed of dogs. So she posted a bunch of videos of Burma swimming and a photo with the dog and her father. It's kind of cool. So they're together now, and that's not a bad thing. It just wasn't, I guess, what they expected under the circumstances. We all go through this. We all think about what happens to... It's in many instances, for me, frankly, when Charlotte died, was still now, you can hear it in my voice, worse than any other loss that I've ever had. So... I get it. And every time I think about Meghan McCain, I think about these circumstances. Yesterday, Victoria, we were talking about her and the foolishness with Joy Behar and just the anger that oozes out of Behar. You just see it in her face. And I didn't know that Behar was as old as she is. She's like 76, 77 years old. And
really? You know, she doesn't look that old, but...
Yeah. Well,
I don't know. I don't watch that show. I haven't seen it in years,
no,
so I really can't comment. I just, you know.
And why does Meghan keep doing it and wondering? I wonder a lot why she subjects herself to that
stuff. Well, why should she have to quit?
Well, she shouldn't have to quit, but it would. But
why can't they get rid of Joy Behar? That's probably the better question.
I'd rather they get rid of Joy Behar.
I'm not. I am. I don't believe in age discrimination at all, and I don't think that she should be aged out of The View at 76 or however old she is.
Thank
Barbara Walters was there at however how old was Barbara 90. Walters when she
was
right
almost 80.
Yeah. So that that's not it. It's just I don't know who enjoys Joy Behar.
No,
and I'm on the left, and I don't have any time for that. So
yeah.
I don't know.
It doesn't work. All right, let's see what else is happening around the country. The Texas Tech University Health Science Center, School of Medicine, not considering race or national origin as a factor in its admission process, according to an agreement with the school and the U.S. Department of Education. This is a 14-year-long investigation, so I bring you back to this. The investigation started into the school's use of affirmative action in their admission process after somebody who didn't end up applying to the school filed a complaint with the education department back in 2004. The agreement states the School of Medicine will stop considering race and or national origin as part of their admissions process. Who thought this stuff was still going on? I guess that would be, I'm sort of brought up short by this because I thought this was gone a long time ago. But it, you know, I guess it, ladies, it talks or it speaks to what we seemingly have found as a thread here. All of the prejudices that keep showing up that are decades old, centuries old, millennia old, that we don't seem to be able to escape. Even though we think of ourselves as growing, the human race is in a better place. We're smarter and we're better adjusted and we live better lives in general, but there are plenty of people who don't, and there are plenty of people who just don't have, in this circumstance, a fair shot at stuff. I'm a great believer. I've said this, I remember being very unpopular saying it on the air probably 25, 30 years ago whenever this stuff first came up, using race as an arbiter as to who gets a job or who gets into a school or whatever. That's damnably imperfect. And so why would somebody get a job because of the color of their skin? It's the exact opposite of whatever happened. Make sure these people, all of them, are entitled to or have access to the same educational opportunities as they grow up, all of that kind
of
stuff.
Well, that's where it all started, because you could have a white person and a black person with the same SAT scores and the same whatever, and this is medical school, so MCATs, but then if there's only one spot, then how do you choose? And so I think that's where that's where the argument
is. Wouldn't you rather have them flip a coin than go on skin color, though?
Yeah.
Right. Well, that's what I'm saying. That's where this all, began. But yeah.
Right. All right. Also, those of you who are Mormons or follow what the Mormon Church is doing, this is rather intriguing. Gay Mormons, it's hard to put the two in a phrase together. They do exist, even though the church doesn't want them to exist. But now, apparently, there's a change in thinking, so the gay Mormons aren't going to be kicked out of the church anymore. Isn't that big of them? Wow. That's swell. You're great. Not going to kick gay people out of the church. Wow.
Well, they run the risk of losing a lot of members. If you think about it, as a religion, they only have like 16 million global members.
It's a sect. It's not a religion. I don't see it as a religion, but they think they are.
Well, it's recognized as, tax-wise, it's a religion.
Yeah,
but I think that this is kind of interesting. I don't know, Doug, if you remember this, but sometime around last summer or early fall, Dan Reynolds, who's the lead singer of Imagine Dragons, he grew up, the whole band, they're all Mormons, and they're from Nevada.
I do remember that. Yeah.
And he did a documentary, and I forget the name of it now, but it was on HBO, and essentially he was finding that as they were playing to these global audiences, that they were hearing more and more that gay young Mormons were committing suicide at a higher rate than any other group. And he really went on a crusade to have the Mormon Church change their stance on it so that you don't need to choose, am I going to be gay and be true to who I am and how I was born, or do I have to, or am I going to hide that part of me and keep my faith? And so he said it was unfair for people to have to choose between the two. So I think a lot of this actually is a direct result of his global campaigning, because Imagine Dragons are one of the biggest bands in the world, and so he definitely... I thought it was very commendable that he took up that fight where he really didn't need to, but his conscience just got to him. And he thought, we have to do something. We've got a platform. So I think that it's a great result.
What this does is it is a big change. It really is. But the business about expelling somebody because they're gay, I saw something, I think yesterday, the day before, about, one of the great things about doing what we do, this is good for all of us, is that we maintain our edge by being curious. And we read lots of stuff, we observe, we think, and that's what makes us good at what we do. I suck up stuff like a sponge wherever I am. I'm reading, I'm taking stuff. Guy on the plane, when I had the magazine for Aer Lingus is called Kara. And there were three or four things in there that I was reading, and I thought they were good things to maybe talk about on the air. So I'm ripping the magazine up. Guy next to me is looking at me as if he wanted to read it. And I said, I kind of looked at him. I didn't say.
Didn't he have his own?
Yeah, he had his own.
Not a library.
And it says, it says on the magazine, you can take this with you if you want.
Right.
He was probably just giving you a look, because most people don't go and tear the magazine up. But,
no.
Yeah, no. Most airline magazines aren't all that exciting, so he's probably like, what is going on with this guy?
Doug's over here making confetti with his.
Yeah.
Anyway, I saw something, and it wasn't in that. I just saw something in another magazine about the Mormons trying to talk people out of it. It was called... it's a therapy. It's verbal therapy. It's not. That's not
so
what it's
talk
called.
Talk therapy, actually.
Talk therapy. That's it. Yeah. Talk them out of being gay. And I thought, how do you
know? Oh, jeez, that's conversion therapy in another
way. Oh, conversion therapy. That's what it is. Yeah, okay.
That's horrible.
Well, it just doesn't work. I mean, you can try it and maybe kid yourself to think that it might work, but it doesn't. People are, you know, and there's this whole big disagreement. I probably don't get it, want to get into it necessarily, but whether you're born this way or whether you choose it. And I don't happen to believe that you choose it. I think that's what happens when you're, whatever chromosome is put with another chromosome, that what comes out is, you know, something that makes you what you are. Anyway, so, but the good news here, the takeaway is that Mormons are going to allow baptisms now for children of gay parents, and they won't throw them out of the church any longer. So that's a step, I'm sure they think, and probably other people think, is in the right direction. It's 46 after the hour here on the DJV program.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Is there a healthy option for weight loss out there? One without stimulants and no dangerous side effects? The answer is yes. And that yes is with Calitrin. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
My name is Nicole, and I'm getting benefits from Calitrin because I have lupus and I have fibromyalgia. I've been taking it now for about 6 months, and I just love the way it works.
This is George, and I've lost 43 pounds using Calitrin. I really, really enjoy taking it.
I've taken Calitrin. I've lost about 26 pounds, and I've gone from a size 16 to a size 14. Calitrin has worked great for me. I also have seizures, and with my neurologist, he knows about my medication, and it does not interact with any type of medication, even seizure medication. It really works.
All natural, drug-free, stimulant-free, Calitrin works for weight loss and more. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
If you're getting bored with dinner options, you don't like unhealthy fast food options, you don't like to order in, here's some great news from Martha Stewart. She's doing a free taste test, and you can be the beneficiary. Yep, Martha's giving away 3 full-sized meals from her new meal delivery service, Martha and Marley Spoon. Martha and Marley Spoon will send fresh, pre-portioned ingredients straight to your door, making it easier than ever to cook a really healthy, fulfilling meal in the comfort of your own home. As most of you know, I'm an advocate for fresh food, that's for sure. There are 18,000 recipes you may choose from. The menus feature a variety of dishes ranging from classic to creative. So let's go to Fork. Text the word Fork to 246-810. That's right, Fork to 246-810. Get your free meals now. Text the word Fork to 246-810. Thanks to the folks in Ireland, Ireland.com. A lot of people are asking me how they can connect with some of the things I saw. Go to Ireland.com. 10 before the hour on the DJV show.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great, thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Time now for us to visit with Warren Eckstein, who's the host of The Pet Show, heard every weekend all around the country. Great advice for those of you who need help with pet behavior, medical problems, whatever it is, he's got an answer. All you do is call the show, go to petshow.com, find out when it's on in your area. Today, this is National Hug Your Dog Day, Warren. And I think your response to that when I said it to you a few minutes ago was, every day is National Hug Your Dog. Well, it is, because it's so good for the dog. It releases hormones and stuff in both the person and the dog. It's really cool. I love hugging Daisy. Don't you love hugging?
Well, it does. It releases the cortisol levels in both the dog and the person, makes everyone feel better. But, you know, that's my whole reputation is based on hugs and kisses. And the reason for that is real simple. I have yet to see one dog give another dog a treat when they did something right. So by watching behavior of dogs, I've learned that when they do something right, they go over and they kind of snuggle with each other. And when they're happy, they cuddle with each other. So the concept of using food as a reward, you know, unless I'm training for a movie or something, that's a different ballgame. But for the average person, hugging their dog or talking or kissing their dog is a great way to let the dog know that you care about them. And I think that's real important. I think the physical contact is real important in the animal kingdom. And sometimes people miss that, Doug.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. Absolutely. There is a study out today at the University of Michigan, which suggests that people who are looking to stay well as they get older probably want to adopt a pet, because the data shows that people, this was a poll of 2,000 adults, you'll probably talk about this weekend on your show, from the age of 50 to the age of 80, most of them said they owned at least one pet. Dogs were the most common, followed by cats and smaller animals, that sort of thing, birds, hamsters. But no matter what type of animal they have, the vast majority of owners say their pets boosted their mental and physical health. I don't know. You'd probably say, duh.
Well, yeah, right? we've known that for years. So years ago, when I first started working, I was working with a group in Brewster, New York, called Green Chimneys, where I was training people with PhDs from around the world to train dogs for people with challenges. And the bottom line is, it's unbelievable how much better a dog or a cat or any animal makes you feel. But the bottom line is, a lot of times as we age, we kind of withdraw and we don't talk as much and we're not socialized. If you have a dog, you got to take it for a walk. If you have a dog, you got to take it to the vet. And it really is a catalyst to start conversations with people in the neighborhood. So not only is it physically beneficial because you're walking the dog, it's psychologically and emotionally beneficial as well.
90% of these owners said their animal helped them enjoy life and it helped them feel loved. Their pets reduce stress and their friends provide a sense of purpose to them. 78% of dog owners said their pets helped them stay physically active, because you take the dog for a walk, that sort of thing, right? A lot of them, that helps people that are getting older cope with physical issues and I suppose maybe emotional issues as well, right, under the circumstances.
Like, it gives them something to nurture, Doug, and everyone in life needs something to nurture. So it gives them something to nurture, and it gives a lot back because it's totally non-committal. It's not saying, hey, did you take your medicine? Did you do this? Did you do your physical therapy? The dog or cat is just there to make you feel emotionally, and they do. I mean, the studies with senior citizens have been amazing in terms of longevity, lowering stress, blood pressure, anxiety. So it keeps them living longer, but not only living longer, Doug, it gives them the quality of life as people age, having that dog or cat around them. And in reality, I think they say that people that have a dog or cat, seniors, recuperate 50% faster than they have surgery if there's a dog or cat at home with them.
There's a new device called Dog Tread. Have you seen this? This is something is like the treadmill that you get on. If you're exercising, you can actually get one that you put your dog on as well. I'm trying to figure out how that might all work, but it has some kind of automatic shutoff when the dog jumps off. So at least if you go to dogtread.com, thing costs $800.
What if the two of you don't agree on the same TV show to watch? That's the problem right off the bat. Jog with your dog. Run with your dog. Walk there. You know what's really good, though, if you have an older dog? There's a lot of physical therapy places opening for dogs, and I think it's a good thing. I have a lot of clients now and friends that have their dogs doing treadmills underwater. Kind of like water therapy. Hydrotherapy is actually called. Amazing stuff. So if you have an older dog that's a little stiff, you might want to try speaking to your vet, because a lot of physical therapy places are now opening in conjunction with veterinary hospitals, which I think is a great thing for the aging population of pets in this country.
Marn made reference to hugs and kisses. I give him every day. There's a special blend for dogs, another one for cats, and all kinds of vitamins and minerals. Hugs and Kisses. The online store is at hugsandkisses.com. 59 past the hour. Thank you, Warren Eckstein.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.